You guys covered on Friday with Jerome the luxury that Lou Williams had for a long time at having two girlfriends that knew about each other and accepted each other. One was the baby mama on top of that. And then eventually...
Talked about him getting carjacked in Philly.
And the guy said, no, you're not the kind of guy I want to kill. That was crazy.
Took him to me. I told my wife about that. I mean, I know we're gonna go into a little more detail about it, but we mentioned the money thing. It's crazy, dude. This dude lives a life that is almost like if you were to read, like if someone were to write a tale of a guy who is a true baller
and a legend.
Yes, if you were gonna make up a baller lifestyle where you disarm criminals and you're banging two hot chicks and you're like, you're just like, this is the life this dude lives. And he looks so unassuming and so like, I don't know.
Like, you know, you hear about the legend of Sweet Pea Daniels or the people at the Rucker Park. This is the one where 20 years from now, they're walking down the street going, you ever heard the legend of Sweet Lou? Sweet Lou Williams, man. So it goes down like this. And this is something that's pretty common. I don't know if this is a loan or if this is just a gambling debt that got out of hand. But Lou Williams was on the same team as Nick Young. We all know that Nick Young is not the most stable person in terms of handling real life that there are in the NBA. But evidently, they were good buddies. And at some point, for some reason or another, a debt started to gain traction that Young owed Lou money. So right off the top, when Williams was traded to Houston, Nick Young basically said, good luck, Lou Williams, a.k.a. Claude, one of the realest teammates I had. But, hey, man, all debt cleared, right? I don't owe you nothing, with Google eyes. And then he laughed. Lou Williams responded, nah, bro, doesn't work like that. And a week later, Williams told reporters he actually does want his former Lakers teammate to pay up. He told the Orange County Register, it doesn't work that way. When they come to Houston in a couple of weeks, he's got to pay up. And the Lakers do play in Houston one more time, March the 15th. So Williams told the reporter to inform Young he's looking forward to having him in and that he needs to show up and arrive in Texas with enough cash to clear his debt. He also mentioned that Meta World Peace owes him money, but he's not worried about Meta. And I also don't think that Lou could take out Meta, because Meta's a bad dude in terms of his strength in fighting. But that's a different story. Meta's good at paying. Nick's always late. Then Williams tweeted at Young again, and Young tried to get out of it again. Lou said, wiring me my money? Question mark. Nick Young responded, who's this? Then later, after Lou said, LOL, I'll reintroduce myself, Nick Young said, hey, man, you don't need my little money at the rate you're going, and then tweeted some of the stats that Lou's had since he has been a Rocket. And Lou responded, I want it all, LOL, hashtag moving fees. And Nick Young finally said, I'm not going to make that trip to Houston, and my bank don't do wire. They just told me, my bank be tripping, LOL.
Well, that's obviously some BS.
Yeah, of course, that's made up.
Yeah, I think all this is tongue-in-cheek, right?
Right. I mean, you would think, but I guarantee you that there's probably a pretty large sum of money. And I don't know if that was gambling or not, but look, you know, for all my years in the league.
But I would totally mess with a buddy like that.
And all the stories, yeah, you could mess with them, but at the end of the day, you're not getting out. You still have to pay.
Yeah.
I go back to Tony Allen and O.J. Mayo. You know, because some of those games, when you get on the plane, when the guys are killing time, the cash is right there on the table. You see guys are... regardless of what the game is, you know, whether they're playing spades or they're playing, you know, anything, card games, whatever, but the money's rolling out. But the legend in Memphis was that O.J. Mayo kind of had the Nick Young mentality towards Tony Allen. And it got to the point where Tony Allen, who has a history of being able to handle his business and take care of it when he's ready to, was basically ready for O.J. to pay. And when O.J. didn't pay, all it took was one punch from Tony Allen, pretty much knocked O.J. Mayo out on the plane.
Damn, he knocked him out.
Knocked him out and then said, I still want my money.
Did he get it?
I believe he eventually did get it, yes.
Well.
But yeah, it's more than per diem money that's being jostled around on these planes. So interesting to see how that, if the Orange County Register will be able to figure it out if the payday actually happens when the Lakers come. But kind of a cop-out, too, by Nick Young. I mean, it's all fun and games on Twitter, but when you say, yeah, it looks like I'm not going to make that trip to Houston and play in that game, and oh, my bank doesn't wire money.
I mean, the wire money thing is him being funny, obviously.
You hope. But no, Nick has also said a lot of stupid things and done a lot of stupid things in the past that D'Angelo Russell's been able to highlight for you.
Yeah, that's true, but I mean, I'm 90% sure he's kidding about that. There's no way you don't think your bank can't wire money, especially with the amount of money you're depositing.
You think the world's flat?
You got a point.
See? I'm just throwing it out there.
I was going to say, it's a good
point.
Just
when you think it's safe.
These guys, yeah, you're right. Damn it. I got nothing. I got nothing.
So I mentioned that only because.
Wow.
So.
All right. Maybe they are this dumb.